Next item on the agenda. Appalachian Power 08-2132.
Dan? Good morning, gentlemen. Appalachian Power Company requests authorization to install a new area 138 kV transmission line running from Pembroke to Westlake, crossing over approximately 175 linear feet of Blackwater River in Franklin County. The project is protested by one of the adjacent nearby property owners. This is the location of the, this is not showing the whole thing because the whole thing is approximately 14 miles long. This shows where the line of vehicle comes up in here, goes this way, comes across, almost does a straight line across Blackwater River and then shoots straight north from there. This shows the area right here where the river's going to be crossing, where the transmission line's going to be crossing. And this shows the transmission line. And this shows the transmission line right here. This is from Appalachian Power. This is the application coming in, comes across, jets this way to the right and goes shooting this way. Miss Ann Rogers, which is here, whom is here today, is the protestant. This is her property right here. As you notice, the easement does not fall on her property. And again, this shows it right here. This is the 100-foot right-of-way, and this is where Miss Rogers' property is. This shows the transmission line itself. It's going over the Blackwater River. You got a pole here, and it's going to be going across there. At no time will Appalachian Power enter the stream to do any work. Okay, so all the work will be done from one side to the other side and just cradle the cross. And these are the pictures of the area up there. Okay, that'll be the last picture. In summary, recommendation, let me go back for a second. Issues, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, has expressed no objection to the project as long as the cross accomplishes all the means. DCR has expressed concerning potential ENS conditions, but part of our permit is going to be that they follow the manual for ENS control. No other state agency has commented on this proposed project. Summary and recommendations. While staff is sympathetic to the landowners whose upland property may be affected by the project, it appears these upland concerns are outside the commission's jurisdiction. In addition, staff believes those issues were considered by the Franklin County Board of Supervisors at its October 31st, 2006 advertised public hearing. Their decision concurred with the Planning Commission's comprehensive review for the approval of the Penhope to Westlake project. And accordingly, since there have been no direct impact to state-owned subaqueous land, and after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28-1205A and the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the application for a permit to install the aerial lines over state-owned subaqueous land with the following conditions. One, any stream beds or banks impacted by the project shall be restored to the pre-existing contours and conditions upon completion of the construction. Two, the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook, 1992, and the approved sediment and erosion control plan for the project will be followed throughout the construction. And three, any proposed deviation in the crossing method or location must be formally authorized by the commission. If approved, staff would also recommend the assessment of royalty of $1,050 for the encroachment of each of the two lines over 175 linear feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 linear foot. Ms. Ann Rogers and the people from Appalachian Power are here.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of Dan? Kathy, can you turn that thermostat temperature-wise up, please, a little bit? I can see some icicles forming on the folks out in the audience. Thank you, ma'am. Any questions of Dan? Thank you for the briefing, Dan. Is the applicant here or represented? Good morning, sir. Come forward, please.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Raise your right hand. Tell me swear the testimony that you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God. You state your name for the record, please.
My name is Robert Whitaker. I'm a transmission line engineer for Appalachian Power Company, or American Electric Power, doing business as Appalachian. As Mr. Bacon stated, We have asked for this permit to perform an aerial crossing of the Blackwater River. I would note that this is within the confines of the boundaries of the permitted Smith Mountain Lake project. I don't know if it's a technicality whether we're crossing river or lake, but it's both in this area. This project started for us in the fall of 2004. We did go through rigorous siting procedures. We were, in fact, denied by the Franklin County Planning Commission on one application in 2005 and performed more extensive studies and a complete reroute that was approved as being in conformance with the Franklin County Comprehensive Plan. That approval was, as Mr. Bacon identified, in October of 2006. We have all of the other permits via the Army Corps of Engineers, the other regulatory agencies that do have jurisdiction over this sort of activity. In the course of that, we did have endangered species type studies done. The only two identified were the Roanoke log perch and the smooth cone flower. We did have the only suggested species were those two. We did have studies done, and it was determined by or documented to us that we would have no impact on those species. When Ms. Rogers expressed her opposition to this to our request, and Mr. Bacon communicated that with us, in fact, Ms. Rogers copied us on the letters to him. We did meet with Ms. Rogers in October of last year on site. That's actually when these pictures were taken, to discuss her concerns. We have stated that and documented to her that we would do everything we possibly could to mitigate as best as possible her concerns.
Can you tell me, sir, what?
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure, but what did she tell you her concerns were?
I can't say that I will remember them all, but it was basically, one, we will be crossing an aerial crossing. We will have to clear a right-of-way. Our right-of-way will be approximately, it will be 100 foot wide. She expressed concern that there was, that would disrupt the bird population, the avian population in the area by the removal of these trees. Some of the trees in the area are pawpaw trees, which she specifically mentioned in her letter that it's a mature stand of pawpaw trees and one of the few left in the area, whatever. Also that we, by the removal of the trees and the clearing of the right-of-way, we would possibly impact or contribute to the sedimentation of the stream in the area. I'm sorry,
I think I'm missing a couple, but okay.
What we did offer in our meeting, and it's our best practices anyway, is we would typically in this area, we will perform only manual clearing of the right-of-way. We won't, be sending a logging truck down in there or anything like that.
How far from the stream will you be conducting manual operation?
Actually, we will down to and across the stream.
Now, how far back from it?
I'm sorry?
From the stream, do you start using machinery?
We wouldn't anywhere on this area. The south side of the stream is too steep.
Okay.
And the north side, probably, let's see. Dan, if you can get me to back this up to my there you go. We probably would not need to have any mechanized equipment to the south of the second pole shown, the low pole shown on there. again, all manual clearing, we would take it off at the stump. We would leave the root ball. We wouldn't disturb the root mat at all. In looking around, we did not discover any but a few small pawpaw trees in the actual right-of-way. The mature stand that Ms. Rogers identified to us was actually outside of what the cleared area would be. I'm not sure if I can say anything else that would be of benefit.
Any questions of the gentleman?
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Come forward, please. It's good to have you here. Ms. Rogers, would you raise your right hand for me, please? I swear the testimony about to give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. State your full name for the record, please.
Ann Rogers. I brought some printed material, and would you like to see this? We look at the brochure for first. This was produced by Franklin County, Virginia. They have a new program called their Blue Way program.
Yes, ma'am.
And they promote canoeing, kayaking, and rafting on several streams and rivers in Franklin County. And people use rivers for it's recreational purpose and also quite a bit of fishing. You'll see as you open the brochure, I put a circle around the area where both the existing AFCO line and the proposed Penhope to Westlake line are in that segment that I've drawn a circle around. And also, I've underlined there on the brochure where the county has written this is the top fishing stretch in the Blue Way Network. So you can see that it's highly valued as a fishery.
How will the overhead transmission lines negatively impact the fishery?
Well, I'll talk about that in the other document.
Okay.
Looking at the document. I went out there Sunday afternoon and took this picture. This is where the existing power line crosses the Blackwater. You can see all the trees are gone from there. I assume just using EPCO's standard protocol. I'll read AFCO's policy as provided to me in a letter from AFCO back in October. AFCO will utilize selective clearing methods to retain low-growth shrubs and other compatible vegetation during initial clearing and future maintenance. Compatible species typically allowed in the AFCO right-of-way do not exceed 25 feet at maturity. So I looked at some literature from AFCO and saw that most of the trees that were considered to be useful for conservation and stream bank restoration were over 25 feet of maturity, including the list of trees that I have there. My thought is the standard practice means that the proposed Penhope to Westlake easement could end up looking like the existing power line easement. With all trees removed and a river bank denuded of natural tree riparian buffer. The Blackwater River is a locally cherished waterway. It is eligible for state scenic river status and has been named the Franklin County Greenway. Canoes and kayakers paddling down the Blackwater will have to see two power line issues. The unit of tree cover within a span of only 800 feet. That's the distance between the two tower and the bottom. Fish require a riparian overhang. Riparian overhang, that's where the trees fall out over the water. Is required to maintain a healthy fish population. Very well established that fish are protected from extremes of heat and cold in these areas where the trees overhang. And also, it really, really adds to the scenic value of the river. We saw in this lovely photograph that was shown by ASCO. So it occurred to me, as I was very, very concerned about what would happen to the riverbank in this area. My goodness, it seemed to me that the trees right along the river could very likely be within your jurisdiction. Because when the river floods, it goes 20, 30 feet out away from the sort of, what you call it, the usual riverbank. And so I inquired from Mr. Bacon if the average high water had been measured, and he said it hadn't. So I thought it would be very likely that this type of riparian overhang would be within the commission's jurisdiction. And I would like to request a written enforceable exception to APCO's selective clearing protocol on both the existing and the planned power lines in recognition of the sensitivity of this place and the extreme value of the river to the local people and to the county, and do whatever has to be done to plant, restore, protect native tree cover along the banks of the river.
Any questions in the comments?
Yeah.
Mr. Potts?
Is there an existing power line over the...
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and that that's located where?
That's about 800 feet toward...
Your property?
No, in
towards
the other direction. Towards the bridge. And that's what... That is the crossing shown on the first page of the document. And I just think if their standard practice is to remove trees in a fashion that's demonstrated on the first photograph, was very concerned about what would end up taking place in this new crossing. And we did talk about working on retaining as many trees as possible. I just am afraid that for all their good intentions, right now, when it comes time for APCO to actually do this work, I would much prefer to have some agreement in writing, them agreeing to a sensitive treatment there in recognition of the resource of the river.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Rogers.
Thank you.
You responded to Ms. Rogers' concerns for me, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for the record, just to get it on the record, Ms. Rod, we cannot, at this point, compel or lawfully act on what has occurred previously. This would be for the application at hand, just so you understand. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I should clarify, as we
tried to a meeting with Ms. Rogers in October. The existing crossing, which is approximately 800 feet downstream from here, is a distribution crossing. It's a it's one of our local supply lines.
Right.
I believe it's approximately 34,000 volts.
Putting those two together don't work.
No. Well, that was one of the possibilities that we tried to identify in our routing of overbuilding the existing one, anything of that nature. The reason I'm bringing it up is it is a kind of sort of separate organization. Our distribution folks, because it's a 34,000 volt line and local distribution, it is much closer to the ground. It's built on poles that are probably no more than 35 feet tall. Our stated 25 foot clearance zone, or what we have stated in the policy that was presented to Ms. Rogers, applies to our transmission lines, which are, as you can see, attachment height on the structure, they're over 44 feet tall. We can allow a 25 foot tree in that, or vegetation in that area, but we cannot under a distribution line. Our clearing practices, as stated here, where we say that we'll allow up to 25 foot vegetation, applies to our transmission corridors like this one.
That's your plan on this transmission line, that you would allow those trees at that height to remain?
Insofar as practical, yes, sir.
I just want to. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I mean, I know that you don't. You don't have to. I know that. I know that plain and simple. But if you're saying that you will, and Ms. Rogers is asking for that, I'd like for us to all leave here today with a clear understanding that you can do the very best you can, and not clear cut under there if you possibly can. And that's. I think that's from an environmental stewardship perspective. If APCO was making that proper, I think that would be a good thing.
Thank you. I will say that in the letter that we sent to Ms. Rogers, dated October 5th of last year, we did. Let me see if I can find this. The same one where I mentioned that we said we would use manual clearing only. We will maintain buffer zones around the in the area of the river, around the wetlands, as far as herbicides or anything like that. We don't do it in this area. We did say, and honestly, sir, I don't see it here in writing. I will be glad to come up with such a document. That we would selectively clear.
That's
I mean, we kind of said it, but not that specific. I would also say she mentioned the riparian area. As I mentioned, this is within the confines of Smith Mountain Lake. The slightly erroneous piece of information on there in the lower left, it says the spillway elevation is at 800. It is actually 795. So full pond on Smith Mountain Lake is 795. Appalachian does own easements to 800 feet the whole way around the lake for our floodway, or, you know, our I don't know what the technical term is. When the dang thing fills up. the overfill. So we have identified, rather obviously on the topographic, the 800-foot line in relation to the existing river, and it doesn't usually flow that deep in this area. 795 is, of course, down at the dam. In fact, that's why the structure on the north side of the river there is at 810 or whatever, so I can stay out of that area. I don't know that I think I've petered out here and can't say anything more.
Questions? I appreciate your willingness and desire to accommodate the environmental concerns.
No.
Mr. Fox?
Let me make sure. So you do not intend to cut the trees adjacent to the river?
If there is a 75-foot tree adjacent to the river, yes, sir, yeah. We will cut it. If it's a 15-foot brush logo.
These things hanging over the river is depicted in the in the.
Most of that was low brush.
You would intend to leave that.
We would do our best to leave it. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Matter for the discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is obviously a scenic area, and so I think we can all appreciate the concerns that the protesters have raised. I think a number of them fall ultimately outside of our jurisdiction, but the ones that are most meaningful in terms of perhaps the impact to water quality and things like that, it seems to me that the applicant's been responsive to a number of the concerns that have been raised, and they've put in place a selective approach to clearing, and they propose to revegetate where possible and have some enhancement plantings, et cetera. So it seems to me they have a reasonable approach to the problem. I do appreciate the protestants' concerns. This is a very beautiful area, but I would move to accept staff's recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tank. Further discussion? I'd just like to thank both you, Ms. Rogers and Appalach, for coming such a long way. I know you've had a long drive. Please have a safe trip home and understand your real concern and your passion for this. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you both very much. Have a safe trip.